Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the What's Your Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your podcast.
Oh, gosh. I am a late in life reader. So I only really started reading like 7 or 8 years ago. And yep. Now I host a book podcast called Gaze Reading, where some recent guests include people like Jonathan Van Ness and Rosie O'Donnell and authors like Alif Shafak and, oh God, who else have I recently had on the show? Daria Lavelle, who wrote the book Aftertaste, and Jemima Way, who wrote The Original Daughter. So many fabulous people have been on the show recently.
Oh my gosh, my 90s kid is feeling the Rosie O'Donnell mention. Like, I love her talk show.
I talk about her on Gaze Reading all the time. And so to have her on the show was such a dream. It was really special.
Yes. Oh, I love this. So we gotta, like, in the show notes, we'll post those links episodes so you can take and listen to them. So awesome. So Jason, you're here to talk about Gaze Reading. So yes. Talk to some book recommendations. Let's get to the book. Let's get to the recommendations so people can actually start reading again.
Yes. Okay. So I have 4 LGBTQIA+ literary fiction recommendations, and I'll rattle those off. So Martyr by Kaveh Akbar. It is a dazzling and spiritually inquisitive debut novel. It follows a queer Iranian-American recovering addict searching for meaning amid grief, art, and faith. Readers drawn to lyrical language and existential longing will be captivated by the poetic and soul-deep storytelling.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually excited for this one. You have me Iranian, you have me addict, you have me on soul searching and just giving me the journey. Give me the character yes. arc of just and going through it.
He's a poet, and poets write such beautiful language. So it's a beautiful book to read and a really fantastic story.
Perfect.
My next is called In Tongues by Thomas Grattan. This novel dissects the quiet fractures of a queer man's life across languages, countries, and relationships, exploring what is lost and found in translation, both literal and emotional. Grattan's restrained, elegant style will appeal to readers who savor intimate, introspective narratives.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. It's like, as someone who doesn't do a lot of literary fiction, I feel like these are actually ones that I'm like, oh, maybe I'll dive my little toe in the pool with it.
Yes, this was my goal. I wanted to pick some books that, you know, even if you, regardless of what you like to read, these yeah. are books that I think lots of people would appreciate. So my next pick is The Safe Keep by Yael Vanderwooden. I've been talking about this book nonstop since last year. It was one of my favorite books last year. Set in post-war Netherlands, this simmering debut explores forbidden desire and long-buried secrets between two women navigating a world of repression. Fans of slow-burning queer romance and gothic tension will be drawn to its lush atmosphere and emotional intensity.
Cool. You have me another
I have
one.
Been calling it Sapphic, Call Me By Your Name.
That is a great recommendation.
Yes. So I'm a big fan of that.
That is a great recommendation.
My last literary fiction pick is When the Harvest Comes by Den Michelle Norris. Norris weaves a haunting, multi-generational story of a Black Southern family marked by queerness, inheritance, and quiet resistance. With rich prose and deeply rooted characters, it's perfect for readers who appreciate literary fiction that centers Black queer voices and ancestral memory.
I love this. I love the fact you gave us some recommendations that are like, they're beyond just your comfort zone. Like, there is a little bit of everything, but there is also BIPOC representation, there's Southern representation, there's European representation, there's Iranian and poetry and beautiful prose. So I think it's like, yes. if you're like new to literary fiction, these are like, you look for one thing that comes with it, and try it out and then maybe try the rest of the list. Like, this is a great way to, like, beyond if you're bread and butter, gay reading, these are actually, like, hidden gems that we can actually take advantage of.
Yes, exactly. And I also have a couple of memoir recommendations.
Yes. Let's do some memoirs. Let's do, like, a little bit of, like, let's do combine it. And just, like, because sometimes they're like, let's just talk about real people, too.
Totally. So here are my four memoir picks. The Dry Season by Melissa Phoebos. In this intimate debut memoir, The Dry Season by Melissa Phoebos, Melissa goes on a journey of not having sex for an entire year and then writes about it.
Like, oh, I saw that. Yes, I saw this arc. I actually, it's on my list to read.
I know. I just started the audiobook too, and it's so good.
Yes, I'm fascinated about the, I love people going through journeys and, like, skipping something and having this major awareness or not having an inciting incident. I read Glynis McNichols, I think the year of, it's a year she spent a year, like a summer in Paris having sex.
In Paris.
And It's, and the best part is, like, there was no inciting incident. I just needed to go and enjoy pleasure. And I was like,
Yes, I am obsessed with Glynis McNichol. She's a friend of mine. She's so talented. She's an amazing human. And if you haven't read anything by her,
yes,
I highly recommend everything Glynis McNichol.
Yes, yeah. So we're going to go for the extremes. If you want the sex, go to the Glynis. If you want no sex, go to the Dry Season.
You got a
range. We got the spectrum here.
So funny. So my next pick is Walk Like a Girl by Prabal Gurung. Prabal was never on my radar. He is a world-renowned fashion designer, and I'm not in the fashion world, so I had no idea who he was. But he tells the story of his life. Walk Like a Girl, he was a guest on Gaze Reading, and I fell in love with him. He's an incredible person, and in his memoir, he sort of talks about his journey growing up queer, and it's about identity and defining gender norms, and just anyone who's interested in, like, fashion and coming of age and activism and, like, what it means to reinvent yourself. It's a great story for you.
Oh my gosh, I'm adding this one. I know fashion as an adjacent is something that's been, you grew up in, like, the pop culture space, you haven't, but I'm curious to hear the story. So adding it to the memoir TBR list.
100%. Then there's this book called This Is Your Mother by Erica J. Simpson. That just came out recently as well. And she chronicles this journey of her life dealing with her mother, who really just wanted to give Erica and her sister the best life possible. And it follows the struggles and things that she was dealing with through her death and all of the stuff that Erica needed to navigate, from homelessness and other sorts of poverty and resilience. And it's this really beautiful story of just, like, the things that we do to persevere.
I love this. This is exciting. This one is good. So, again, you're just toppling my TBR with lots of reads, not just beyond Pride Month. This is all year-round reads.
Yes, exactly. And then my last recommendation is Congratulations, the Best is Over by R. Eric Thomas. Eric has been on Gaze Reading. I've had the pleasure of interviewing him in person as well, and I'm so grateful to call him a friend. He writes these fantastic, funny, meaningful essays and short stories. Some of his books most recently have been essay collections, and he's just so funny and taps into real life elements of being human right now. And he tells stories of sort of his daily life, and I don't want to say too much, but he is so funny, and his audiobooks, he reads them, and I highly recommend them as audiobooks. They're also great to read on the page. But yeah, he's just such a great essayist. He has a great newsletter if you want to sign up to read some funny things online. So I couldn't recommend him as a personality more.
I love this so much. I actually have his books actually on my list because I need sometimes, like, memoirs of someone talking about life and, like, just having those observations. Like, those are my favorite nuance? Like, are we the same or do we have the same history or we don't? And like, can I identify, do I not identify? And just having this place of companionship, it's like friendships with memoirs.
You know? Yeah, totally. Exactly. And his books absolutely do that. His other book is called Here For It. And yeah, that was a Read with Jenna book club pick.
I love this. All right. So, Jason, tell us where we can find Gaze Reading.
You can find Gaze Reading wherever you get your podcasts. So, but also you could go to gazereading.com. You could find us on Instagram at Gaze Reading. We're on Blue Sky. We're on YouTube. We are all over the place. Just search Gaze Reading Podcast or Gaze Reading wherever and you'll find it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to keep listening and hear more about what other people are recommending too.
I love this. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider rate, review, or subscribe, or join our newsletter where we have exclusive episodes every week. So you'll have more and for more in-depth recommendations and whatnot. So just join the Substack at whatreadnext.com/newsletter. Thank you so much. Bye. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnext.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.